Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me from the screen the title of today's message, Insurance or Assurance? Based on one single verse from Luke 23, verse 46. Jesus cried out, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And with that, he breathed his last. I invite you today to open up your handout, find there the sermon outline. It's on the front and then on the back of that same page as we consider our theme, insurance or assurance. Well, this summer is a summer of weddings and preparations for weddings in our congregation. And when I meet with the young couples preparing to get married, we have three or four or sometimes five sessions together covering a variety of topics. I see some graduates of those sessions sitting right there. Mike and Joanne, you made it through. All right. But there are two or three other couples who are going through that even as we speak. And one of the topics that we cover in these sessions is financial planning and the future. And one of life's important decisions for an individual or for a couple is a life insurance policy. An insurance policy is a key part of any financial planning, especially in the event of the death of the person whose income supports the family. Now, of course, there are other kinds of insurance. There is home insurance, car insurance, long-term care insurance, medical insurance, and there are many insurance companies out there today, and many have slogans and logos we see constantly on TV commercials. One past commercial that I really enjoyed, we were talking about it in the elders' session before we prayed for the service, is an old commercial starring Dennis Haybert. If you'd see his face, you'd recognize him, but he has a very deep and distinct and powerful voice. In this commercial, you see him standing in the middle of a car accident that just happened. The implication is any of us could find ourselves in this situation. And then he looks into the camera and speaks these words. Are you in good hands? Listen again to the words of this insurance commercial. Are you in good hands? You're in good hands with Allstate. Now this morning I invite you to consider these words in the context of Jesus' last words from the cross as he dies for the sins of the world, as he speaks these words, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus wanted to be sure he was in good hands, so he didn't commit his spirit into the hands of Pilate or the Roman soldiers or even his mother Mary or any of the other disciples. He wanted to be sure he was in good hands. So he committed himself into the hands of his heavenly Father. Jesus clearly understood that death was not the end. He was not just speaking farewell to those who were gathered at his cross. He was committing himself into the hands and to the eternal life his Father had prepared for him forever on the other side of the grave. He had already given us a glimpse of this truth when just earlier before these words, he spoke these precious words to the thief hanging on the cross next to him when he said, today, you will be with me in paradise. Now, while Jesus may have died without an insurance policy, he was reminding us of something far more important. Before you and I die, we need to make sure we have a life assurance policy. I said earlier, I know, important decision for each of us is life insurance. But the most important thing for each of us is to make sure that we have a life and eternal life assurance policy. And here's some good news this morning for you. This policy has already been paid in full. Your name has been written on the bottom of the policy. This policy has been written in the blood of Jesus shed for you on the cross. There you'll find your life assurance policy, your eternal life assurance policy. And if you read the bottom of the contract, you will find written under these words, recipient entitled to all the benefits, your name. Now, life insurance is an earthly blessing to your loved ones after you die. But life assurance is an eternal blessing to you and to me and to anyone who puts their faith in Jesus Christ. And there's some key difference between life insurance and life assurance. For example, with life insurance, you pay the premiums all your life long, and nothing happens till you die. And after you die, somebody else gets the benefit of all your blessings and investments you've made over the years. More than that, you can be denied life insurance if you have some pre-existing medical conditions the insurance companies decide makes you to be too big of a risk. But with life assurance, as we've said earlier, somebody else has already paid all your premiums. The songwriter put it this way: Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. And here's something wonderful. You and I can receive a life assurance policy even if we have the pre-existing condition. And we all have the pre-existing condition. The pre-existing condition of sin. Psalm 51:5 puts it this way: surely I was sinful at birth, from the time my mother conceived me. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Now, Allstate Insurance or any other company may turn me down because of a pre-existing condition, but there is no chance of this with God. He well knows my pre-existing condition. He knows it so well that that's why he sent Jesus, his son, to be my Savior, to forgive my sins of this pre-existing and continuing condition of sin. Now, please listen to this wonderful truth about God's grace as you think about a pre-existing condition. The sins of our past do not prevent us from receiving the blessings God has in store for us now and in the future. One more time, please hear this. The sins of your past do not prevent us from receiving the blessings of God he wants to give us right now and for our entire future. This is clearly seen in the life of the man who wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace. I just love that hymn, Amazing Grace, don't you? And I love the story of the man who wrote the hymn, John Newton. John Newton had been involved in the transatlantic slave trade business. He captured people in various parts of Africa and sold them into slavery in North America, in South America, and the Caribbean. He destroyed people's lives, forever separating parents from their children. He abused human beings, treating them like animals. You'd be appalled if you knew all the things John Newton did to make a buck as a slave trader. But through an act of God's amazing grace, Newton saw the horrible things he had done. God broke his heart with repentance and led him to saving faith in Christ. And in response to this, John Newton wrote then probably the most beloved hymn in the entire church. Listen to this hymn verse. Listen to this verse as it is John Newton's confession of faith. This is what I was, but this was what God made me to be. Look at your sermon outline, please. Roman numeral 3, point B. Would you sing this verse with me as John Newton's testimony of faith? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. Now that is the work of God's grace. That people like John Newton, people like you and me who have sinned in terrible and awful ways, can still receive forgiveness and the assurance of a second chance with God. Do you hear that good news? Our God is a God of second chances. Please listen to me now as I say these words. Perhaps in your life, you have sinned and made some terrible mistakes. Perhaps you have hurt others and yourselves. Perhaps you feel guilt about something you've done and have been too ashamed to tell anybody else about it. Perhaps there is something in your past you really want to talk to a pastor about, but you have been putting it off. Perhaps you're wondering if God welcomes you in this church or any church. Please listen as I declare this word to you. The Christian church is a place of God's grace. This church is a place of God's grace. This pastor is a servant of God's grace in Jesus Christ. The wonder of God's amazing grace is this. He assures you, as he assured John Newton, that he is a God of second chances. Please receive this assurance today. Now, my insurance policy names somebody else as the beneficiary when I die. Someone else will get all the blessings I leave behind when I die. First Beverly and then our children. But on the assurance policy that Almighty God gives to you, you are the beneficiary. You who have put your simple faith in Christ and what he has done for you, receive all the blessings he has provided. And the glorious truth is this. Jesus did not just die on the cross to pay for your sins and the sins of the world. He also rose from the grave to share with you his victory over sin, victory over the devil, victory over death. The Bible puts it this way. Now Christ Jesus has been raised from the dead. And in St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 19, Jesus says these words to you and me, because I live, you shall live also. Heaven. That's what awaits every one of us here who puts their faith in Christ. This Thursday. I know the ladies who were preparing the food were simply blown away. We expected so many. The church was packed with people for memorial service on Thursday. The Lord must have produced the miracle of the loaves and fishes. Somehow we fed everybody only half of what we needed. But at this memorial service for our brother in Christ, Roland Lewis, here we proclaimed and believed the words of Christ who said, because I live, you shall live also. Receive that assurance today. We have a life assurance policy. And as Jesus did when he was on the cross, we put our lives into good hands, into the hands of our Father. Today, did you notice what happened up here in the front? Today, in the baptisms of Michael and Emily and Tian Tian and Long Long, we see clearly an entire family adopted into God's family. We see an entire family in the everlasting arms of their heavenly Father. We see an entire family with the blessed assurance of salvation and life everlasting when this short life on earth is ended. But please understand, you don't have to die or be near death to have this assurance. This assurance can be yours today as you say simply with a sincere heart the words that Jesus spoke. Father, into your hands I commit my life. If there is anyone here this morning who would like to speak to me about these things, I welcome you to do so. It's my privilege here to be a pastor, but my real job is to be God's assurance man. Not insurance man, assurance man. The main role of a pastor is to preach and teach and proclaim and to give away God's amazing gift of love and grace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear friends, you and I may have car insurance, home insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, and life insurance. Those are good things. But I hope you understand they're not enough. There's going to come a day, both in this life and at its end, when we all need to be covered by a life assurance policy. And we can't get that from Allstate or Nationwide or any other company. There's only one agent who can provide us with this life and eternal life assurance policy. And his name is Jesus Christ. As we end this sermon, would you sing with me a hymn verse that speaks of this assurance we have? It's on the backside of your sermon outline, the very end of your sermon outline. Sing with me, would you, the one verse from the hymn, Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. My dear friends, God's life assurance policy is yours. In the name of Jesus, amen.